Shooting Hunger in Middle Tennessee. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
We're just all here having a good time, but we're also here raising money for something that is critical, and that's feeding hungry kids.
For the seventh year in a row, clay sporting shooters gathered at the Nashville Gun Club to knock down some clays and raise money to help feed hungry people. It's all part of the Shooting Hunger event. Tennessee Farm Bureau Director of Membership Brian Wright says it was a success.
We shot well over 300 shooters here today, probably 65 teams or so. Whether a lot of us recognize it or not, there are kids that are sitting next to your children, your grandchildren, in the classroom right now, today, that their parents are making a decision whether to spend money maybe to pay their electric bill or to buy food. So we're out to feed hungry kids through the backpack program, and that's why we're here today.
Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Charlie Hatcher shot in the competition. He says it's great to be able to enjoy a beautiful September day while also helping feed people in need.
We're raising a lot of money for food insecurity, and you wouldn't think it in today's world that people would be hungry, but it's one out of six children, I think, and one out of seven Tennessee adults that are hungry from time to time. So this is a great fundraiser.
Cody Eaton with Farm Credit's Rural First says he's proud that the agriculture industry in Tennessee comes together to do what they do best, feed people.
That's the statistic that hurts the most is hearing about those hungry kids that are out there. So, you know, everybody has got a soft spot in their heart for children, for our youth. You know, they depend on us. And so I think it's a big responsibility for us and as far as the agricultural community goes to be able to, you know, support those kids and provide them a meal.
The next Shooting Hunger event will be on October 28th in Crossville. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.